But preparatory training was necessary for the artists involved in this event. So, like, did you have to go through any kind of training, actor training, or like, like for example, some groups, like, they make the group go through Suzuki or something. So, was there anything different about this?
The thing is that this one they didn't really go into any training. They just, I think because they already had like great people on board. So, I mean, the other actors, blowing my own horn, they had great people. But I think, no, we didn't go through any training because I think they already had all these, like, big dogs on board. So, for me, the challenge was to be able to at least try and match up to them, you know. But they were very helpful. They were very open to, you know, my concerns and my ideas. And I think that really helped me a lot. But preparation-wise, not really. When we came for rehearsals, we just got down to script reading, and then as we were doing it, I think it's not really preparation before, but as we were doing it, we were coming up with new ways to play it out. So we read the script and we just devised it on our own, like, okay, how would this character do it? How would this character react to this? So it wasn't really like, you know, like a training of sorts. It was just on the go process. So as we were creating this piece of work, and the thing is, we ourselves were discovering the story step by step. You know, every week it's like, okay, there's this new part. Okay, so how do we work with that? So I think that made the process a lot more exciting, because even as the actors were like, what's gonna happen next? What's gonna happen next? We were so excited. So I think that was the process, you know, for us to get the script, and then we were like, okay, let's work this out. Let's workshop this and see what will work and what will not work.
So Elfin was writing as you guys were...
Yes, he was. So, I mean, like, I'm sure he already had the whole script already. But the thing is, I think he wanted to understand how we could play the characters better. So there were times when he would just come in, he would bring in, like, a part of the script, read it out, we read it, and then he would get inspired by how we played out each other. I mean, like, even as we were reading the script, we would ad-lib stuff, you know, something that our character might have said, or, you know, something related to that. So I think he got inspired by our script reads as well and started to craft the characters and things like that. So it was a whole team work kind of process where, you know, we gave input, they gave input, and the play just came together and got constructed, and it became Kakak Kau Punya Lelaki. So that was beautiful.
And again, just to